whatever looks like a case that the enemy has been using against you, that case is sorted now. Before this day is over, it is evident that your captivity is torn.
God has commissioned Bishop David Oyedepo to preach the word of faith, liberating men everywhere from all oppressions of the devil. Get set for an empowerment that will enable you to rule in the midst of your enemies and subdue them under your feet. Now, Bishop David Oyedepo.
Lift up your hands one more time to heaven. Shout the loudest hallelujah. Let us one more time celebrate Jesus, appreciate him, magnify him, lift him up on high. There is none like him. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. There are mysteries and there are hidden mysteries. And in the hidden mysteries lie the glory of this church. He said, even the hidden mystery. I believe tonight God has been opening us up to amazing mysteries of the kingdom. And I strongly believe that putting yourself on the line with the truth you are hearing tonight, we turn a new leaf out of everyone's life. Yeah. You believe that? Let me hear your loudest. Amen. Yeah. How many of us enjoyed that last teaching? Did you enjoy it? Were you blessed? Were you impacted? Give the Lord a big hand of praise. You may please be seated. Can I hear your loudest? Amen. Yeah. Now, Colossians chapter 1. From what we heard in the second teaching, you discover that giving does not only offer us material or financial blessings, but goes beyond that to offer us things that money cannot buy. Aversion of curses, among others. Then divine health that money cannot buy. Money cannot buy. Maybe Aura would have never seen the light of day. He may never have come out of that bed, except that the Holy Ghost quickened him to know what he needed to do. And you had the testimony of John D. Rockefeller, how 51 years turned to 93 years. God will do something strange in your life. Yeah. He that bears fruit, I will keep feet. I will make feet so he can bear more fruit. Do you know that somebody here, the last sickness you saw is the last we ever see in your life? Yeah. And what the testimony shared in that teaching points to is this: no one here will live below 93. Amen. Because we are covenant practitioning addicts. We are addicts of covenant practice. So those who just did once and had the extension, what of you who is doing it perpetually? As the Lord liveth, today, this day marks the last day anybody under 93 will be buried. Amen. Is somebody picking that from the Lord? Now, come and say that amen from your soul. Go ahead and begin to draw your plan into the 80s. Yes. Yes. You know, I sat down years ago and I did my schedule till 89. I don't have problem acting on whatever God shows me. And if everybody in Nigeria is a witch, it can't touch it. Except Jesus comes, no devil can take me off active engagement till 89. The schedule is there. It's not okay. What if? There is no if. That is of not when I'm going. That is active engagement. That's when they say, okay, I'm trying to move, change base and leave you here. Can you be? That means you are looking at me today. When you are 89, you will testify. Because that is the baptism you are receiving now. And I mean, you are going nowhere until you are 93. Minimum, minimum, minimum. God has ordained a 120 calendar on your life. Okay, why hurry go to heaven? You are going to be there forever. And forever is ever. So where is the hurry? If you go early, you carry block. Come and say, I'm here. Serving the Lord. Celebrating Jesus. Come on, give the Lord a big hand, everybody. Let's look at it. Colossians chapter 1. I'll speak briefly on the mystery of financial fortune. The mystery of financial fortune. There are things that underlie this heritage that we don't know about. And that's why we miss out of them. The mystery of financial fortune. And we look at one of those vital mysteries this evening. But let's go in quickly and look at Colossians chapter 1 and verse 25. Colossians 1, 25. Whereof I am made a minister according to this dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God. How even the mystery which has been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest unto his saints, to whom he will make known what is the riches of the glory of the mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. So God has ordained certain mysteries that will launch us into the riches of his glory. And I believe tonight as we look at this, it will be easier for us to grasp it. In 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 6, Paul plants, Apollo waters, but God gives the increase. Paul, I have planted, Apollo watered, but God gave the increase. So planting is not automatically equal to increase. God is the mastermind behind every financial fortune testimony. And as we look at this mystery very briefly, I'd like you to please open your heart, because today is the last day you will suffer lack. The last day you will suffer lack. This day is the last day you will suffer any lack. This mystery is the catalyst, is the fertilizer that accelerates your rate of yield. It is the mystery of praise. And listen to this. It takes praise for your seed to be acceptable. And it takes praise for you to assess the blessings in return. That means you can never taste financial fortune without a praiseful life, without a praiseful lifestyle. Deuteronomy 26 and verse 5 to 10 shows us the covenant protocol in our giving. And it says, when you bring your first fruits to the Lord, you will recount the acts of God, the grace of God that is responsible for the blessings on your life. And then verse 10 said, and you will worship before the Lord.
Yes.
And the priest that shall be in those days will take it from your hand. So it is not acceptable without an attitude of praise. And that becomes simple. Now, you see, he said, you must not appear before the Lord empty. How do you get to his presence? Let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Let us be thankful unto him and bless his holy name. Psalm 100 verse 4. Now, so you cannot assess his presence without praise. And it is his presence that you must give your seed. You must not appear him empty. Now, before him empty. Now you can't appear there without praise. So your praise is not, your seed is not acceptable without an attitude of praise. Now, Exodus 23, verse 14 and 15. He said in verse 15, no one shall appear before him empty. Now, Exodus 34, verse 20, you shall not appear before him empty. Now, you see, but to appear before him, Psalm 100, verse 4, let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise, and let us be thankful unto him and bless his holy name. That's why many people's seed have never been acceptable. That's why there is no returns. We don't only praise God to have returns, we praise him to receive our seed. And until the earth receives your seed, your return is never in view. That's why complainers are seed wasters. Murmurers are seed devourers. Your seed is going nowhere, so your return is never in view. Please understand this mystery. This is one mystery that empowers you to enjoy financial fortune. Abraham the blessed, he was strong in faith, giving glory to God. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith. Romans 4:20, giving glory to God. So Abraham was a God glorifier. He was a God praiser. He staggered not at the promise of God. And he said, look to Abraham your father. And said, I called him a Lord and I bless him. Follow his footsteps. If you want to experience his order of blessings. If you are not a God glorifier, if you are a God accuser, God, you are always complaining and murmuring. You are wasting your seed. Stop giving. God sent me to help you. So your seed is only acceptable with an attitude of praise. When you get home, read Deuteronomy 26 and verse 5 to 10, which I referred to earlier on, and then you find out that is the mystery that makes your seed acceptable before the Lord. And then, of course, your returns is also through the channel of praise. Let the people praise thee, O God, and then let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase. Psalm 67, verse 5 to 7. And God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Then shall the earth, not until then. Let the people praise thee, O God, and let all the people praise thee. Let the nations rejoice and be glad. Let the people praise thee, O God. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. So whatever the earth has received, it takes praises for it to return as fruits. So praise makes it acceptable, and praise makes it fruitful. So the more praiseful you are, the more fruitful you become. What a mystery. The more praiseful you are, the more fruitful you become. The more praiseful you are, the more fruitful you become. Not only fruitful for a season, but until all is age, shall still bring forth fruit in old age. In old age, Abraham was old and stricken in age, and the Lord has blessed him in everything. Genesis 24 verse 1. He was a blessed man till old age. He was not a retired beggar. You see, things are tough since I retired. No. The covenant never retires. The covenant is not only, does not only make you fruitful in your lifetime, it makes your generation after you partake of the same fruitfulness. But for that to happen, he said, it's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises unto his holy name. It's a good thing to give thanks and to sing praises. Then to speak of his loving kindness in the morning and his faithfulness every night. Then your horn shall be exalted like the horn of a unicorn. You shall be anointed with fresh oil. You will grow up forever like the cedar in Lebanon. You will be fat and flourishing. You will still bring forth fruit in old age. So it's not enough to be a sower. You must become a praiser for your seed not to be wasted. Only praisers qualify to enjoy financial fortune. Please hear this. Can I tell you this? No reason is tenable for complaints before God. The people complained and God heard it. And he sent plagues among them. Numbers 11:1. He didn't ask the reason for their complaint. So what complaint does is to complicate destiny. Complaints complicate destinies because it turns God's hand against you. And when the people complained, the anger of the Lord had it, and his anger was kindled. So their case was complicated by complaints. Their complaints didn't help them. It complicated their matter. The anger of the Lord was kindled, and the fire of the Lord burned among them and consumed them. For complaining, won't you even listen to why they are complaining? No reason is tenable for complaints. That's why your cases are complicated. There are too many complainers in church. They complain about everything, about the air, about the atmosphere, about the road, about the water, about electricity, about clothes, about tailor, about the food, about everything. God has saved my life so much that I don't know the price of any food item. You say, since when? Since the beginning. Since I stopped being a bachelor. I never knew how much a mudu of rice sells for. I've never bought bread on the road to give them when I get home. And I always say humorously, if I buy bread from Lokoja to take to Kaduna, then the people selling Kaduna, who will buy their own? You are upturning the market system. Because the one who came to pay bakery in Kaduna, he was considering the population. Now that we are all going to buy from outside, who will buy from his own? So I don't know the price of meat, I don't know the price of chicken, I don't know the price of anything. So opportunity to complain is zero. They say naira is losing value. Just have more of it. You know it's not just losing value. If you want $1 billion and you have the naira to qualify, you buy it. So there is nothing losing value. Don't lose your mind. Children yet unborn will still own houses in Ikoyi. You don't think so?
Yes, yes,
they will be transferring in forever and forever. In New York, up till now, we are buying property. You buy property easily. In New York, it has been New York for how many years? Nothing is running away. Relax. Complaints complicate matters. God does not toy with complaints. Stop complaining with your wife to children, children to everybody. You are not an economist. You know, the economy today, the way it is, you know, it might be difficult for anybody. When did you become a professional? This economy works under all conditions. Under what? Somebody's blessed. Can I tell you this? Many people in this commission are committed givers. But not many are experiencing the blessings because of vital keys that are missing. And one of those vital keys is the one you are hearing right now. It can grant the whole destiny. Your seed is not received, return is not in view, and you're just serving God. I mean, the complaint will keep on multiplying, and the complication will keep on multiplying. And then that's come to it. Can I tell you this? There is nothing you are and you have today that is not by grace. How many agree with that? So every complaint is a means of frustrating the grace. The job you are doing is all by grace. The capital in your hand is all by grace. The car you are riding is all by grace. There are 150 million Nigerians or thereabout. How many millions are riding cars? How many cars are in Nigeria? They can take a census of it. And you discover that about 100 million are not riding nothing. Not even bicycle. And then God gave you a car. You say, what kind of car? He say, okay, I gave you leg before. It's my mistake. Now use your blood and your water and be using your leg. Very simple. If I want you to understand this. Your seed will not be acceptable without an attitude of praise and quality worship. He won't take the basket from your hand. Then the priest that shall be in those days shall receive the basket from you and present it to the Lord. Jesus is that high priest and is not a respecter of persons. If you are not right, you are not right. Grace to be a praising covenant practitioner. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. Is somebody blessed there? Come and say with me, I'm blessed. Now see the mystery. Jesus took 5 loaves and 2 fishes, lifted up his hands and gave thanks. And what happens? It multiplied. It did what? So multiplication answers to thanksgiving and praise. John 6:6-11. Multiplication answers to what? Thanksgiving and praise. Nothing multiplies without thanksgiving. Nothing multiplies. He said, and what is this among so many? He said, bring it to me now. And Jesus broke it and lifted up his eyes and gave thanks. And I tell you, the bread multiplied, the fish multiplied. Nothing will finish in your house again. Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 19. And out of them shall proceed thanksgiving, and the voice of them that make merry, and I will multiply them. It follows thanksgiving. And out of them that make merry, and I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small. I will increase them. I will enlarge them. I will make them a showpiece. For out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry. And I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small. No more mediocre sinner come. God is out to glorify you this time. So give that what it takes. What a mystery. What a mystery. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, there may not be fruits in the vine, the fruits of the olive may fail, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. And the Lord will become my strength. He will make my feet like hands feet, and it will make me to walk upon my high places. Habakkuk 3, 17 to 19. Habakkuk 3, 17 to 19. I will celebrate God. That's the meaning. Then the Lord will become my strength. He will make my feet like hands feet, and will make me to walk upon my high places. You are on your way to your high places. I will rejoice and be glad in him. I will rejoice and be glad. I lift up my voice to sing praise to the Lord. This is the day he has made. We've never sat down in our ministry to complain about money. In fact, to make it look very unimportant. It does not come into our discussions in any council meeting. A number of us here in the Board of Regents, money is not a matter. It's not on the agenda. In the executive council of the church, money is not on the agenda. It's not an issue. Yes, okay. What project are we doing? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. How much are they going to cost? 4 billion, 5 billion, 11 billion. Now let's go. Thank you, Jesus. Nobody has ever asked, what is the balance? The balance, you can't tell the amount. It's too much. There is no Buddha that can contain it. Because he supplies, he meets our needs according to his riches in glory. Not IMF. Not World Bank. Not Paris Club. He meets our needs according to his riches in glory. Come on now. God is going to bless you from now.
Amen.
Therefore, give no room to murmuring, for they that murmured were destroyed. They were not assisted. They were destroyed. 1 Corinthians 10:10. They were destroyed. I curse every murmuring spirit, every complaining spirit, working against anyone's destiny, right here, in the name of Jesus. That's how to recover your place in God's great plan. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, there shall not be fruit in the vine, the fruit of the olive may fail, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. And the Lord will become my strength. He will make my feet like hinds' feet. And he will make me to walk upon my high places. In Joel chapter 1, verse 11 and 12. He said, all the harvest of the field is perished because joy is withered away from the children of men. So lack of joy is a destroyer of your harvest. Therefore, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say what? Rejoice! Rejoice evermore! Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice! And Paul said in 1 Thessalonians 5:16, rejoice evermore. It's a thing you have to do continuously because that is the custodian of your harvest. Your fruitfulness is at the mercy of your joyfulness. Where your joy stops, that's where your fruitfulness stops. Can you see the story of Hannah? Hannah rose up and took bread, and her countenance was no more sad. Where her sadness ended was where her fruitfulness began. Took breath, and our countenance was no more sad. So every spirit of sadness tormenting any destiny here, I command your liberty in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. So if you belong to any murmuring association, come out. Tell them you no do again. That I no do again. If you belong to any complaining association, resign. Say, I no go do again. Every time they come, they sit down. Oh, no. He said, good. For me, no good. Oh. And then you listen to him. Then he inoculates you with his sadness, his depression. And by the time he leaves you, you are so heavy. The spirit of heaviness has taken the place of the spirit of praise. So you are so heavy. You are weighed down. I don't give them room around me. In those days when my wife's health was under attack, nobody had the opportunity to say sorry to me. The environment is too exciting that your sorry can't enter. It's an anti-sorry environment. You can't bring it in. It has no opportunity. Somebody is blessed here. Can I tell you this? Your financial barrenness will end when your complaining and your murmuring ends. That's where your own financial challenge will end. And I think you are long overdue for it. You have put so much seed in the ground. When is the harvest coming? We do some strange things here. When this place was under construction, we needed 178 million. How much? 178 million for 2 weeks. Nobody heard it from my mouth. How are you doing? Is everything okay? Have you had some meal today? Praise God. The Lord is good. Hallelujah. September 18th is a reality. Hallelujah. Amen. And there was no private discussion at home that this thing needed 178. I didn't need. He needs. And he has. So what is my problem? He needs it and he has it. What's my problem? To get worried for God is to play the fool. God is too big to require anybody's worries. Can I tell you this? God is so concerned about you. He does not sleep nor slumber because of you. So you can't afford to frustrate him by complaining. This thing is not working. That one is not working. That's why things are not working. He said, all the harvest. Come and say, all the harvest. The harvest from tithes, the harvest from hovering, the harvest from kingdom investment, the harvest of your seed to helping the poor and the needy, all the harvest is perished because joy is withered away from the children of men. I command every joy robber to get off your life in the name of Jesus. Is somebody blessed here? Come on, is somebody blessed here? Give the Lord a big hand of praise. You are the real problem behind that business. So stop being the problem. Start celebrating God. Your marital destiny that appears buried is resurrected right now. All you need to do is to commit yourself to a lifestyle of praise and your returns, no devil can stop it. And let me read this finally as we close. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 47 and 48. He said, because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and gladness of heart for the abundance of all things, therefore shall thou serve thy enemies which the Lord thy God shall send against you in hunger and in thirst and in nakedness and in want of all things, and he shall lay a rod of iron upon thy neck until he has destroyed thee. You know, serving God should be with a blessing, isn't it? Thou shalt serve the Lord thy God, and he shall bless. But he said, if you won't serve him with joyfulness and gladness of heart, it will be a curse. He said, I'm serving God. He said, but you are not serving me with joyfulness and gladness of heart. That's why I turn my hand against you. I'm not a taskmaster. I'm only giving you a privilege to be blessed. So it's not enough to be serving God. It's important to be serving God with joyfulness and gladness of heart. And is any merry, let him sing. So if you are not a praising saint, you are not a candidate for God's blessings. Come on now. If you are not a praising saint, you are not a candidate for God's blessings. May this night baptize you into a world of unending praise. Let me hear your loudest amen. 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 Iyin lo nfe ope lo njere oba to da mi si doni o iyin lo nfe ope lo njere iyin lo nfe ope lo njere oba to da wa si doni o iyin lo nfe ope lo njere iyin lo nfe ope lo njere oba to da wa si toni o iyin lo nfe ope lo njere iyin lo nfe ope lo njere oba to da wa si toni o iyin lo nfe ope lo njere iyin lo nfe ope lo njere oba to da mi si toni o iyin lo nfe o iyin lo
ope lo njere iyin lo nfe ope lo njere oba to da mi si toni o iyin lo nfe
pega pega o e ba mi gbe jesu ga o
pega
Pega o é, pra me ver Jesus ga o.
Pega, pega, pega Jesus ga o. Pega, é mamã, mami, Jesus ga o. Pega.
Come on, celebrate him in the dance. Give it to him. You are just about stepping to another strange realm of God's blessing in your life. I'll read the last scriptures and then we'll be ready to explode. Now, I'd like to expect something tonight. Expect a fresh oil of joy on your life. As you wake up in the morning rejoicing. You go to bed in the night rejoicing. You can't feel the pressures in the atmosphere because you are covered with His presence. Can I hear your amen? Get seated. Let's read Isaiah 61 verse 3, 4 and 5. Now, let all the men read verse 3. All the men. Isaiah 61, I want to be sure you are awake. This is very important. Now, let's believe the men are more awake than the women. Okay, now let's go. Now, this is the anointing of Christ in prophecy. And this is what to expect by the operation of the anointing. Now, let's go. Verse 3, all the men. what the anointing does is to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the plantings of the Lord, that he may be glorified. And sequel to that, verse 4, all the women now. Now, following the outbreak of the spirit of joy, the spirit of praise, is supernatural breakthrough that turns the anointed into global men of impact. And they shall build the old ways. They shall raise the former desolations. They shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations. Now, that is, it is the outbreak of joy that leads to the outbreak of supernatural breakthroughs in the church. Now, verse 5, all of us together, let's read.
Hallelujah.
That's talking about a new level. And that all began from verse 3. Now, verse 6. Together, all of us. But ye shall be named the priests of the Lord. Men shall call thee the ministers of our God. Ye shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory. Come and say financial fortune. Now, that is one of the major manifestations of the anointing. Every move of the Spirit always culminate in supernatural blessings on the saint. Can I hear your amen? So you need the spirit of joy to qualify for access into realms of financial fortune. You need the spirit of joy. He has appointed unto them that mourn in Zion. He turned their money into dancing and gives them the oil of joy to break the hold of the spirit of heaviness. Hallelujah. And gives them the garment of praise. And then they shall build. Come and say supernatural breakthrough. Please understand that thanksgiving is one of the mysteries behind supernatural multiplication. Understand that joyfulness is the mystery behind fruitfulness. Understand that high praises is your access to realms of fearful blessings. Fearful praises. Fearful praises. My wife will always say that first time she came to Kaduna, she couldn't believe. She couldn't marry the number in church with the kind of joy and excitement I used to return with to Ilorin. She couldn't. We were 21 that day, and it was full church, I tell you. Full church. Church was full to the brim. All the angels were celebrating. We were celebrating together. My wife thought we were still doing Sunday school. We have left Sunday school to pure service. We have concluded pure service, and we share goodness. Then she agreed that service has ended. You know, that small business will end and die small until you introduce the catalyst of praise.
Yes.
That is the catalyst of praise must come into your life for you to realize your full potential. The 21 church that time is now building how many? 1,280 churches in 4 months. Okay, remove 4 weeks from it during fasting and prayer. Remove that week. So we are talking about 12 weeks. 1,280 churches in Nigeria only. And then about 100, which took us about 10 years to arrive at the foreign field within the same period. Thanksgiving is a mystery. Come on, say thanksgiving is a mystery. Praise is a hidden mystery.
Hallelujah.
And joy is a mysterious mystery.
Joy is a mysterious mystery.
Please open up your destiny. You are the one closing the door against God. Open up your destiny. There are people here today that millions are tied to your destiny. Don't shut yourself in. Don't shut yourself in. Don't shut yourself in. It's finally your turn. And no devil can stop it. It is finally your turn. And no devil can stop it. It is finally your turn. Rise to your feet. Shout the loudest hallelujah. When I thank God for 5 loaves and 2 fishes, it will feed 10,000 people. When I give God thanks to my dead Lazarus, he will jack back to life. If I give him high praises, he will bless me fearfully. Said the Lord shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. And the Lord is fearful in praises. So fearful praises will provoke fearful blessings. Somebody's destiny is opening up now. Lift up your 2 hands and begin to curse the spirit of heaviness. Begin to curse the spirit of murmuring. Begin to curse the spirit of complaining. Begin to curse them in the name of Jesus. I curse you, spirit of heaviness. I curse you, spirit of complaining. I curse you, spirit of murmuring. I curse you today. I lay hold on the spirit of joy. I lay hold on the fresh oil of joy on my life. Every spirit of heaviness, get out of my life. In Jesus' name. Listen to this. David was a supernaturally blessed man. He was both a seed sower and a high praiser. Amen. He outgave the old elders of Israel in gathering materials for the temple. And he praised God 7 times a day. Please understand from those who have gone before us. Everyone that walked in financial fortune is a God praiser. It's not just a seed sower. Solomon wrote 1,500 songs. How many? Not that he sang, he wrote. The one he wrote. So he was a singing machine. Solomon was a singing machine. He was the most blessed man in Bible history. He was a singing machine. Eshe ni bite tibere. Eshe ni bite bade. Modupe o Jesu. Ni bite mumilo. He was a singing machine. The Bible said he wrote 1,500 songs. 1,005 and 3,000 proverbs. He was a man of unusual illumination. He was a singing machine. And he was a super wealthy man. I believe that many great destinies here have been struggling in the grave of financial misfortune because of lack of joy, lack of gratitude, and lack of praise. They are busy tempting God. This is tight again, oh. Take it again. Nothing happened last year. I don't know if anything will happen this year. I've been doing it now for 5 years. Take it again. Glory to God. But the time is coming in your life. You will drop 10 million like you drop 10 kobo. If you know where I was coming from, you will believe God. You will believe God. If there were a video, we didn't have money to buy a video that time, to follow us through, you will believe God. I had 3 suits and I know them. You will believe God. I'll give 10 naira to one of my fellow and say, buy 3 shirts. Buy how many shirts? He said, which color? I said, any color you like. This whole ministry had only one car, Volkswagen Beetle. KD6815AF. Amen. And I used that car to drop worshippers. That will tell you how many they were. I dropped them at filling station and come back to take the other ones and then take them there. So I was the preacher, I was the driver, and we'll have a nice time. But I could see a tomorrow. So I was celebrating the reality of tomorrow. You see, those who can see tomorrow never get depressed. Joseph could see tomorrow. He was an excited slave. Because he could see the reality of his enthronement. I knew it was coming. I knew. I saw it. That something glorious was coming tomorrow. So I was celebrating the reality of tomorrow. How many can see tomorrow here? Come on. How many can see tomorrow here? How many can see tomorrow here? How many can see tomorrow here? That's why when somebody is depressed, they say, where there is life, there is hope. Just look forward. There is something. The future is sure. It is your blindness to the future that depresses you in the present. I could see it tomorrow. I could see it tomorrow. All the places we used to drive on motorbike, now we fly over. Today, I could see it tomorrow. I could see it tomorrow. Can you see it tomorrow? Can you see it tomorrow? Lift up those hands again and say, enough is enough. No more complaining. No more murmuring. No more depression. I am breaking through. I'm a candidate for breakthrough. I am destined for breakthrough. I've come into a breakthrough family. Breakthrough is my passion. Come on, celebrate Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now I decree a supernatural turnaround experience for everyone under the sound of my voice in the name of Jesus. Whatever you have lost to ignorance of this mystery, I decree supernatural recovery. I decree supernatural recovery. I decree supernatural recovery. And I decree today your separation from every joy breaker. Be free. Be free in the name of Jesus. We are going to go into a session of high praises. Now watch out for the drop or the dripping of the oil of joy on your life. Today we mark the last day you will bow your head again. And where your sadness ends is where your fruitfulness begins. So I see you supernaturally married this year. I see you gainfully employed this month. I see your dying business bounce back supernaturally to life. I see every curse on your life averted forever. I see your seed of many years in the ground bouncing back with supernatural fruitfulness. In the name of Jesus. It's time to praise Him. into the next level. How many are ready for that? It's time to praise him into the next level. And watch out for his touch on your life. Watch out for his touch of fruitfulness. Watch out for his touch of turnaround on your life. Whatever looks stagnated in your life, God is breaking the chains and setting you free. Now let's praise him. All the viewing centers now tune in to high praises and carry on in your respective places for the release of his blessings in testimonies, signs, and wonders. Come on now.
There's no one like Jesus. There's no one like him. There's no one like Jesus. There's no one like him.
Everybody
there's
say,
there's no one like Jesus.
He's our God.
There's no one like him.
No one like him.
There's no one like Jesus. There's no one.
I said there is no one like our God.
There's no one like
whose name is Jehovah.
Oh, my love. Agbara, Forevermore, Jehovah, 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 Jehovah,
Lift up your hands, shout Hosanna. By this encounter tonight, the spirit of heaviness, which we call depression, loses its grip of every life finally. I decree every murmuring spirit, every complaining spirit, to get out of anyone they may have inhabited, either to, in the name of Jesus. Be anxious for nothing. Nothing qualifies for your anxiety, but in everything, by prayers and supplications, with thanksgiving, you make your request known unto God. Between now and the 2nd of May, you are swimming in a strange testimony. What you have waited for years will happen within this 1 week remaining. It took God only 1 day to make man. It won't require more than 1 day to recover him. So whatever you may have lost, either to, within this 1 week, sequel to this encounter, and you're sustaining the same grace and the same oil of joy, I command them recovered in the name of Jesus. The fact that you are in this family means you are ordained a candidate for supernatural breakthrough. Therefore, the same spirit of joy with which this ministry runs, tirelessly celebrating God, even when it appears nothing was on ground, that same grace comes upon you afresh tonight. We have not survived 30 years, we have triumphed. It's not survivor, we have triumphed. We have seen what eyes had not seen, what has not entered the heart of man, come to our hands without struggle. Therefore, I decree an end to all your struggles today. And God was walking with them, confirming the word with signs following. May you qualify for God's glorious companionship in your life beginning from this night. Because God can only keep company with the praiseful, for he inhabits the praises of his people. Grace to remain a praising saint, so as to carry God's presence perpetually. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. This ministry is not a struggling ministry. It's a triumphant ministry. Has gone through 30 years without borrowing money from any source, and without pressing anybody for anything. It's the most relaxed church system you ever come across. No form of harassment under any guise. No, you want to give 50 naira, come here, and then you want to have 50 naira, go back. The same order of rest in your business, in your family, in your career. Receive it in the name of Jesus. By the grace of God, this ministry has emerged as one of the pace-setting ministries on the earth. On the earth. Has become the envy of many outside the faith. The same way, because the Bible said Isaac was envied. He said, and the Philistines envied him. And we as Isaac, we are children of promise. I decree that every area of pity in your life be turned to testimonies of envy. As the Lord liveth, no one will have any opportunity to pity you again. The same way Isaac was guided, he said, thou shalt not go down to Egypt, stay here. And he became a subject of envy in the land. That same God will guide you to where your supernatural blessing is waiting. I have not sat down that I knew once to complain about supplies in 30 years. Now, as the Lord liveth, because whatever oil is on the head of Aaron must come down his beard, flow down to his garment, and down to his foot. Everyone connected to this commission, every murmuring, complaining spirit in you is cursed finally. Joy and rejoicing becomes your lifestyle from today. The Holy Ghost said to me, he said, if my people will line up with this truth, I will show them what the world has never known. If they will line up with this truth, and I will show them this year. I will show them this year what this world has never known. Now hear me. Your new phase has begun tonight. Therefore, from now, in everything, give thanks. And in every area, you start experiencing supernatural multiplication. In the name of Jesus. Anyone called barren here, you have danced before the Lord. It is turned to fruitfulness. Everyone called solitary, you have celebrated the Most High God. You are now declared married. Everyone called jobless, you have danced before the Lord. Within 7 days, your miracle job is in your hand. Whatever you came to this service with that is not of God, is not returning back with you. That sickness is not returning back with you. That disease is not returning back with you. That pain is not returning back with you. That growth is not returning back with you. In the name of Jesus. Between now and the 2nd of May, there's a living testimony in your hand. There's a living testimony in your hand. There's a living testimony in your hand. In the name of Jesus. Lift up those hands and